Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, my buddies. Oh, you guys getting real cozy in your sweatpants? Are you sleeping in your childhood bunk beds? I see you, and I give you permission to just really let it go this week. Really throw in the old towel.
Yeah.
Put on an elastic waistband and go to town.
I love that.
I do too. I love that. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hello, my bunny. I bet you didn't expect to hear from me. My name is Arta Marine, and I'm with my friend
Tana.
We are in Hollywood, and we're giving you a present, you guys. Look, Here's the thing. We know it's Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. We love Thanksgiving week. Yeah. I personally, by this point next week, when you're hearing this, will be in Mexico, the traditional place that you celebrate Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'll have a turkey taco.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I've never met a taco I didn't like. I probably would like a turkey taco. I'm not certain that that's what I want, but if given the option, if it has a side of like corn tortillas, I will for sure make a bundle.
Yeah. Put some cranberry on it.
Put some cranberry on it. Put
some gravy.
I will make, the really just such an offensive taco. Such the most offensive taco ever made.
A Thanksgiving taco.
They'd be like, thanks, lady.
Yeah.
I just want to say the following. Look, here's the thing. Anna and I are, I'm obsessed right now. Mm-hmm. I am obsessed. We are giving you two episodes of the show that we're doing on Patreon right now.
Yes.
We have been watching. It's truly, and we're giving you this because, like, I think people hear us talk about it. They're like, okay, yeah. We know you like Bachelor Australia. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on record and say, I think Bachelor Season 7 of Bachelor Australia is the greatest season I've seen in any seasons of the franchise. Do you agree?
Yes. I mean, outside of that one Bachelor in Paradise, the first one we went on.
Yes. This I don't one count is, Paradise. Yeah. I just mean seasons. Yes. Straight seasons.
This is a killer of a season.
I mean, I will still say for The Bachelorette, Caitlin is still my number one. But for The Bachelor, I just mostly want you guys to watch the show because I want you to email in with your thoughts.
Yeah.
So here's how you do it. You're going to listen to our podcast about it. But if you want to watch along at home, there is you just go to a website and it is on our Patreon page, but we should put it on our Facebook page too.
Yeah.
It's called bachelorarchive.com. We don't run it. It's an outside thing that runs it. It's bachelorarchive.com. And you just need to put in,
you just create a login info.
Yes. And then you need to watch it on a Chrome browser.
Ideally, because that's the best. What we, based off our research.
It feels like the Chrome browser, for whatever reason, it plays the easiest.
Yeah.
So this, and if you want to watch along, we have episodes coming out like every 10 days of like each of these episodes. If you're jonesing for a Bachelor to get you through the holiday season, this is so the guy's an astrophysicist. He's hot. He's like 6'6", 6'5".
He's a tall one.
And he's like hot but kind of dorky. And there's like women there that are in the running. He's like so there was a woman who's also an engineer and she brought a textbook that is about water waste management. And like he was like he like was got like such bone zone fever for her like nerdy textbook.
I know. That's how they brought a bunch of really smart ladies and some very maybe not the smartest ladies, but it's a great mix of women competing for this guy's heart.
There's a villain on it that at first doesn't seem like a villain. I'm just going to say it. When you're watching these first two episodes, you're going to be like, oh, I like Abby. Abby's great. Okay. I don't want to say the hate word because that's strong, but I fucking hate Abby. Like, I hate her so much. I've now watched up through episode 12 and I'm like, it's like I have circles under my eyes because I can't stop watching. I'm staying up way too late. I'm not tending to other responsibilities in my
life.
You
haven't showered in weeks.
I haven't showered since like 2018. And I honestly, so I hope you guys listen to this. I hope you guys watch along and just join us on this. And we have two fun people that have been doing it with us, Lisa Delarios and MK Paulson. They're new to our franchise.
They are.
And they're a blast.
They are.
MK has a crush on Matt.
Yes,
he does.
He
wants Matt to sit on his...
He's basically competing.
He wants Matt to sit on his face.
Yeah, he's one of the women competing.
I actually feel like Matt would like MK.
I think so.
MK's a hot, tall Viking, just like Matt.
Very Scandinavian.
So here's our present to you. Enjoy this episode. Please watch along at home. We're going to put episode 2 up next week.
Yep.
So we're going to give you 2 of the episodes that have already aired on Patreon. And if you're interested... It's $5 a month, guys.
Yeah, join us.
Join in.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's literally like, we wouldn't do it if it wasn't so fun.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say, Anna?
I think if you just would like something to casually, like almost like mindlessly watch, like I don't know. The American version's great, but the Australian version, it adds another layer.
Yeah.
Like, it's just their accents, how they act, their lingo.
They're crazy. Their lingo's crazy. Yeah. Their Bachelor Mansion, that's like a Disney princess explosion.
Right.
With artificial flowers everywhere. They've got to be fake.
So.
They've got to be. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
There's too many flowers to have it.
Yeah.
So it feels like...
Unless they're like making sure to replant just in case every day.
It feels like Ashley I's dream house. Like, like she had that Disney princess dream.
Right.
Like if your dream is to get married on like the Disney cruise with like the carriage, this house is for you.
And you know, if you need another reason to watch it and you're really into behavior, you can watch it in like an anthropological viewpoint. Like, how does this other country date one man?
I will say this. He's less chaste than like, I feel like The Bachelor before, I didn't watch Honey Badger, but Matty J, this one, as they call it making out for them is called pash sessions. So like we pashed all night. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
Like they have a pash and dash, like you make out, but you gotta run.
Yeah.
So if you go onto the archive, it's season 7, Bachelor Australia, Matt Agnew.
Yeah.
That's the one you want.
And and you can just make a login and this guy who knows about our podcast, I don't know if it's a guy, maybe a girl, but they just put together this website.
Yeah.
And
we appreciate it.
Have created links for everything, and it's
fun.
It's kind of them to do that, so we can all watch it.
I hope, and they're only 50 minutes, unlike the American version, which is like 7 hours long. So each episode is 50 minutes. There's like 15 of them. We hope you'll join in with us, and we're gonna put another one up next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Have fun at Thanksgiving. Good luck. You know what? If your mom's picking on you, your dad's picking on you, your uncle makes comments, like, just know that everybody's in it together. It's not worth it. Like, just like whatever.
Sneak away and watch some Bachelor
Australia. Be like, bye, bitch. I got to go watch Bachelor Australia. I got a pash and dash. Like, give me my turkey taco and I'm out of here.
Yeah, put some cranberry on it.
Okay. And by the way, don't forget, we have our live show coming up in L.A. Sunday, December 15th at 4 p.m. at Dynasty Typewriter. It's on our Facebook page, or you can go to dynastytypewriter.com, where we have Anna, yeah. Katie. But we've got Rob Benedict, Paget mm-hmm. Brewster, Aaron Foley, the classics. Yes. Then we also have Wells Adams.
Yep.
We have Lance Bass. Mm-hmm. We have, and then we have a new addition from Criminal Minds with Paget. It's Kirsten Vangsness,
yes.
who is a fan of the show.
She
and
used to
she's
do
been,
it back in the day.
And she's been on our podcast, so she'll be joining us as a small theater. Tickets are $15, you guys.
Yeah, pre-sale $15, $20 at the door. I recommend getting them in
get
pre-sale.
Get that at $5. Yeah. You can buy yourself a popcorn and you get there.
Yep. Okay. A popcorn.
You can get yourself a popcorn after your turkey taco. All right, you guys, please, too blessed to stress. Hashtag mm-hmm. blessed. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Oh, oh my God. Yeah. Oh, we back. We back, sexy lovers.
It feels so good.
It feels so good. Things are so good. Will you accept this rose? Good day. I accept your rose. That's Cockney. I'm Cockney. Oh my God, I'm so horny right now. I'm horny, I'm free, I'm fluid. I'm gonna make out with everybody. I'm fluid, I'm horny.
Accept this rose into your world.
Oh, we back, bitches. Hello. Welcome to a brand new season. Fresh day, starting off the holiday season right, starting off summer down under. My name is Arda Marine. Welcome to a very special bonus podcast of Will You Accept This Rose. We have chosen to do, for those of you participating at home, press pause and watch the first episode of Bachelor Australia with the guy who's the rocket scientist. To my right, I'm here with my friend who's wearing Keanu Reeves on her boobies. I'm not talking about his new girlfriend. I'm talking about my platonic lady friend, Anna Hosnier. Anna, you're looking beautiful.
Thank you so much. You as well. Great hair.
Thank you. Half of it's mine. Half of it's not mine.
I
but
remember.
I slept in a shower cap last night. It's starting to come apart, but but it was it worked very well this morning at my audition. I'm glad. Kelly Clarkson yesterday. It's going to air on the 17th. For those of you listening at home, I may or may not have freaked out a Jonas brother on television.
There was a Jonas brother?
Yeah, he was pretty cute.
Joe Bro.
I'm with Nick. Let me introduce you. Who's going to go on this journey down under with us? I'm going to start with the woman across from me. Okay, I've roped in two of my favorite people who've never really watched The Bachelor, I don't think. And they've agreed to watch the entire season of Bachelor Australia. This is my friend who I used to host a show with for years, monthly show in Brooklyn. One of my various best friends in the whole world, a brilliant stand-up comedian.
Stop it.
Her name is Miss Lisa Delario.
Thank you, Arden.
And just so you know, if anybody out there, and you're all going to fall in love with Lisa. Lisa hosts a monthly show with Andrea Rosen.
That's right.
It's called All That Jazz, and people can find out about it on your Instagram.
My Instagram, which is my name. Lisa Delarios.
D-E-L-A-R-I-O-S. Lisa with a silent B. And and your next one is on Friday.
The 8th of November.
The 8th of November, depending when they are listening.
8 o'clock.
In Los Angeles.
$5.
She's so funny.
Thank you, honey.
To my left is a man who...
A man who found out
that he was going to have his photo taken, ran home and washed his silken hair.
Yeah.
Is it inappropriate for me to call you like a Norse god?
I think you should objectify me any way you want.
May I die for permission?
Right. You do have permission.
He is like, Anna, would you not agree? Like, this is a hunky giant, like a Viking giant god.
This is what I needed today. Some people say ogre, so that is...
You've seen him on Inside Jokes on Amazon Prime, Mr. M.K. Paulson!
Woo! I'm clapping for myself.
Are you Scandinavian? What's the deal?
German-Danish, I
guess. That tracks. That's Denmark, right?
Yeah.
I've been to Denmark and Germany, and that tracks. Mm-hmm. I will say... that I haven't gone. One of the things I noticed in Denmark, the men are so hot. But here's the problem: you're like, who buys those polo shirts that has the polo the size of a dinner plate on it? All of the hot men in Denmark.
It's more brand than shirt, actually.
It's like a giant. Would you get in the bone zone with a man with a giant polo, like a salad plate size polo on his chest plate. Would you get down with that?
I would consider it a red flag, but I'd probably ignore it. I'd be like, he's just being ironic.
Yeah. Okay, M. Kai, would you hook up with somebody in that shirt?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just because I'm garbage. Fully acknowledging that, yeah, I'm down.
All Tana, right. What would you do? Would you get down with somebody in that shirt?
It would remind me too much of my father.
Does he wear that?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I feel like I would dry hump in an alley one of those guys, but I hate myself. And then I would like, because they're so hot, but then I would be like, I'd make out with them, but then I'd keep like, they're so tall that it would be like right in my face. Like I'd be like staring at that. And then I'd have to call it off. And then I would tell all my friends about it and they would all be like, where's Polo guy? You know? Yeah. No, this is your first four. Have you watched any Bachelor ever?
I've never watched anything. I think I've maybe seen like parts of episodes and read the gossip, like in
the hot goss.
Yeah, like you see in the news, like the newspapers in the grocery stores.
Lisa,
like
I mean, I had a roommate once who watched it religiously, and I would just like be walking through the living room and be like, oh.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I would, and I really enjoyed it.
I got to tell you, I never watched it. I was like, I'm not a garbage person. And then I watched one episode. I was like, this is amazing.
It's amazing.
So you've watched one episode and you're mesmerized.
I'm on board. I'm for sure on board.
It's so fun.
I didn't want to stop.
I do ask everybody this. Okay, I also, in the same side of me that I'm also a garbage person and I would like dry hump in an alley. So I'm just saying, like, your opening night outfit, you're getting out of the limo. I know I would panic and I would wear some kind of like a mullet skirt where I would like, because I would be torn because I'd want to show my legs, but then I would want like pageantry. So I would have like short in the front and like long in the back, and it would be an error. What do you wear getting out of the limo, Lisa?
Ooh. Oh, sorry. I'm still thinking about mullet skirt. I've never heard that before. I get it.
You'd have to wear like your shirt that's like buttons down at the crotch.
Oh, you're talking about.
Yeah, what would you wear?
If you were a contestant,
what would you wear getting out of the limo? What's your worst outfit getting out of the limo?
I would definitely try to be funny. So I used to have this full bodysuit that was mock turtleneck all the way down to my ankles, long sleeves, and it was tan, like, but matching my skin color. And I once did a bit that I thought was funny. It didn't go over well, but I was like a professional bubble artist, and I wore that outfit. I would probably wear that outfit.
Wait, and you'd have, do some sort of bubbles, like, with you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe a bubble machine.
You could try it again. Maybe it'll work better on The Bachelor.
I don't think that Matt would get it.
No, I don't know that Matt would. I don't know, he might though. He liked Allie. Okay, MK, what do you wear? You can wear anything getting out of the limo. What do you wear?
I mean, as a guy?
Yeah, as a guy.
Oh, that's funny. What would I wear? Probably just a nice tux, like his opening tux.
You would.
Yeah, you would look top knot in the hair. Would you do like a man bun?
Yeah.
Or just flowy locks? A blowout?
Flowy locks.
Yeah.
Anybody want these flowy locks?
Would you pull up on like a scooter or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what would I?
Like a hobby horse?
I'm coming in on a jet ski.
On dry lean.
All right, so let's start. Here we are. How about that mansion? I mean, the roses. It's like Bachelor, like Disney princess fantasy land. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to know the one in America. It's just like kind of a McMansion up in Calabasas. Like there's not.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah, here. Like this is, Australia one is so wonderfully Cinderella Disney insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of like faux foliage.
Yes.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of foliage. So we meet our bachelor, and I like Anna. I like that they reset every season. So in America, it's just like, it's like it's an animal leading its own tail here, where like you lose on The Bachelor, so then you get picked, you get to be the bachelor. It's like a never ending, eventually inbreeding system.
Oh, they recycle.
They reset every year and have an out. Like they find some hot bachelor in Australia and they bring him in and they reset this system.
Mm-hmm. You mean in Australia?
In Australia.
Brand new.
It's not somebody that got rejected. We didn't watch his heart get broken by the last lady.
Yeah.
He's cute. How do we feel about Matt? He's got a fascination with space. He's an astrophysicist, and he believes that other life forms can exist, but you can't cuddle with a PhD. He's a man of science, and he likes evidence, so he thinks this is going to work for him. Thoughts on Matt?
I'm on board.
Me too. Yeah. He's cute.
I'm so on board.
He's cute and hot. And kind of
so nerdy, but so I'm slamming the
table. Yeah, you can slam it. Yeah, he's hot.
He's handsome.
And he's kind of sweet and goofy. He's kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
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 He's so tall.
He's tall. How tall is he? I feel like he's 6'2".
I feel like, I mean, I don't know how tall Osher is, but he towered over Osher.
Oh, Osher.
Asha.
Osher.
I feel like Maddie might even be like 6'4" or 6'5". Like, he's big.
Yeah, he's big.
Unless Osher's tiny, which he might be.
Osher might be tiny.
Osher, no, we're so deep in. Apparently, Osher is a national, like, by the way.
An Australian national treasure.
He's an Australian national. He's been apparently famous. He's been on TV since he was a kid.
I did a deep dive on his Wikipedia page.
Oh, my God. So, you know, he struggles with bipolar and his weight's gone up and down. Yeah. And then you can tell if he's on his meds or he stopped taking his meds because they made him gain weight. So he thought just exercise would make him deal with his bipolar stuff. Yeah. So he's like kind of, it's fun to see him be sort of a little bit of a loose cannon, which I enjoy.
Oh, that does make it more interesting.
Osher, too. He could be the bachelor, in my opinion.
He just had a baby, too.
I just want threesome, me, him, and Matt. Yeah. I'm on board. Living the dream.
I wish I would pay such good money for that.
I can't find how tall he is. There seems
Osher?
To be a conspiracy to...
About Osher?
About Matt?
His height? No, not Matt. Matt, I have...
I don't want you to
Matt
Google...
Matt is 6'3".
I don't want you to Google too much on Matt, because I feel like you'll find out things.
He's 2 inches shorter than MK.
Oh, yeah.
MK's 6'5".
Yeah, he is.
All right, shorty. I'm worried this podcast is going to devolve into me just doing an Australian
accent.
You should
know. We normally do try to like play clips and see if we can repeat it. So the more you're welcome
fun.
To do the entire thing in an Australian accent.
Wait, I just learned Osher is 178 centimeters. I have no idea.
What is it? Well, look that up. Look how many inches is 178 centimeters?
Anna, we're going to need that conversion.
Did you notice on the bottom right?
Look at Australia,
did
man.
You notice on the bottom right of the screen there was an ad for My Life is Murder, the Killer in
yes.
Lycra?
Yes.
No.
The killer in Lycra. I wish that was you. I wish it was you in like a Lycra full body suit with just your eyes poking out.
For
like
sure.
It's Lisa getting out of the car.
Is that real? That's a real thing? Is that like true crime?
That was an ad. On like there was some TV show that was like Up Next.
Yeah.
My Life is Murder, the Killer in Lycra.
I feel like I smell a spinoff.
We might have to see what that is.
We gotta see what
he's
that
five
is.
Eight.
He's 5'8". Okay,
no,
so that's
Osher's
pretty.
A
he's
Oshkosh.
A little Oshkosh.
Oshkosh.
Big gosh.
Osher reminded me of George McFly from
Back
to the Future. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a
Crispin Glover.
He smiles like an underbite and he's got like a crazy like, oh, it's a big day. You ready for this? Your life is never going to be the same.
Whiteys.
I don't think I've seen Osher smile.
Oh,
that's
no,
not
wait.
His deal.
No, you will see because it was a serious night the first night. He gets excited when he thinks people are going to propose. Ooh. He's like, are you ready? Are you sure? Like he gets kind of psycho. He's like, wow, you look great.
Yeah.
That's my Irish
also,
Osher.
Also, he's back on meds, right?
I think he is.
Yeah, so he's a little stabilized.
Okay.
And then they said, so apparently the last bachelor made Australia very angry because he goes, are you gonna pick someone in the end? So the last guy's name was Honey Badger and he was a rugby player. He didn't pick anybody.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, I've been wondering since I don't know The Bachelor and how it works. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, how much of this, I mean, do they have to choose someone?
I think the gaming part of it is some people in the past haven't and people get really mad. I think you just pick somebody and then you break up.
Yeah.
Or it's like the guy before they had a baby. Like the last one's still together and they have a baby.
Yeah. Honey Badger.
Honey Badger. Yeah.
He's a rugby player.
He was the Bachelor.
Honey Badger.
He was the Bachelor.
Oh, he was American.
He was, he's Australian.
Okay.
He was a rugby player.
I was like, that guy would not be on the American.
No.
The one before him was really hot. The guy before him was really hot. Matty J was really hot.
Yeah,
and he just had a baby with his lady that one.
But he was the type of guy who was like, if you're going to be with me, you have to be like, okay with potentially dying doing extreme sports. Basically
he
all
loved
the time.
I think that's why they picked a nerdy guy because there's been too much extreme sports.
Yeah. That season he made a girl jump out of a plane and go skydiving who was having
she didn't want to do it.
I would never.
No, me neither.
She was terrified of jumping out of a plane. She was afraid of heights.
Yeah.
And she was someone just waved at me.
I thought it was your dog you were looking at. No. I thought you were looking at
your
dog.
Well, why couldn't he jump out of a plane by his own damn self?
Because he was trying to be like,
it was
alone?
A group date.
Who's down to, I need to find out who's willing to die
this
with
is a
me
tasty
for a
soda.
GoPro video.
Oh, no.
Basically, which is my nightmare.
And he goes, look, I love hard and I hurt hard, but I find passion attractive.
So
you guys also know, the beginning, it gets even better as it goes, because in the beginning you're like, wait, who is like,
yeah,
is
there's
this
so
a,
many.
It's just a shit show in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah. So the first person we have was a total fox. Eleanor came up the trail.
Eleanor was fantastic.
Eleanor!
She's fantastic.
So cute. She was stunning.
And
she
she's
is
got
stunning.
That sexy deep voice.
And she's cool.
And she
she's cool.
French.
Eleanor's cool.
And that's the thing. It felt like, also just so you know, it seems generally the Australian ladies are pretty cool. They're self-deprecating. They're kind of fun and down to earth. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. The difference between that and the mansion, like, they're sort of fun and cool. Eleanor is just a stone cold cool fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
He was very impressed by Eleanor. I think she's going to go pretty far.
Is it? It's but, yeah. It's Eleanor, right? Eleanor.
Is she the blonde curly hair?
She's the one with the long blonde. She's very thin. It's straight.
She's thin. She has really bright eyes.
I'm going to pull up a graph of
great.
All of them.
And then he goes. You know, he held her hand to calm down, but you could tell right of the way he was like, oh, he was, mm-hmm. he couldn't believe, I feel like he was ready to call off the game right then and there. Like he was
right.
like, okay, why, you mean I get to meet more?
Mm-hmm.
The second one, let's see. Oh, she says, I'm very loyal. And she goes, I want a man, not a boy, which I thought was
aww.
A good thing.
Who was that?
That was Eleanor. She speaks French and he goes, I'm gobsmacked by your dress. He's cute. He's such a nerd.
He is a nerd. He also, have you noticed he has a little bit of a forehead vein?
Yeah, where is it? I'm
it's
gonna watch
it. Right
now.
Down the middle.
Oh my god, I'm gonna watch
sometimes
it.
Sometimes he leans forward. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like
nerdy
forehead.
He does get
vein
a crazy because it's fun too, because he's never been on TV, so he didn't watch
yeah.
himself on like the last season. So
yeah.
he's there's like a freedom to not
yeah,
knowing
yeah, yeah.
how bonkers you look.
Yeah.
Yeah, he smiles with his whole face.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like and he's like a nerdy smart guy who happens to just be a handsome giant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we had Chelsea. She's a chemical engineer.
Chelsea.
And she brought the red box that had a molecule tattoo.
Oxytocin.
Mm-hmm. Oxytocin, the chemical of love, the temporary tattoo, she put it on his chest. I thought that was a great entrance.
I love yeah. seeing his nipple.
Not
I
did too.
Lie. I yeah. wanted more
smooth.
Of the nip.
He had it. He was like an eel. He was a hairless little eel.
I'm wondering, did the producers like shave him down before?
He doesn't look too hairy though. He seems so British kind of.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
there's a side of him that feels like he could be royalty. Like, I don't feel like Prince mm-hmm. William has any hair.
No.
God, Prince William back in the day, how
well,
hot was Prince William?
We know
William?
He does it on the top of his
he
head.
He should have gotten plugs. Why yeah. didn't he get plugs?
He sure could.
I mean, I think when
too
you
late
like,
now.
Have fame at that level just built in, it's like, I don't, why do anything for anybody?
But he's turned into Charles, you know, and who knew the redhead was going to come through and be like, mm-hmm. pew, I'm the hot one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. great. Great. There they are.
Zoom in a little.
Then we have, all right, let's see. We've got Abby. Okay, they played sexy music for Abby. She's the curly haired one with
I
the
like
turquoise
her.
Abby.
Abby's
like
a
her.
Fox.
Well, he says, I'm an astrophysicist,
yeah.
and she said, I'm a Gemini.
She didn't have a great intro.
That was,
it was not.
I thought she was being funny.
I did too, but he was like upset by it, but I don't think she was.
Well, he was like,
you
oh,
don't?
I'm a Leo. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like,
he can't
then
roll.
I was a little like, oh, is this guy in like too much of a nerd?
Yeah,
like too
yeah.
much of a...
Like he has no sense of humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was my first pause with Maddie.
Yes,
I, was like,
I know.
Oh, if he can't get a joke. But then I was like, is Abby joking?
He's not going to get you walking in a fully nude leotard.
With a bubble machine.
I don't think she knew what that was.
I don't think she was being funny.
Yeah.
I think he was actually staring face to face with the dum-dum and he did not know what to say. Like, I think he's a kind man who was legit flabbergasted.
Really? Yeah.
I think he was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I hope she was being self-deprecating and trying to make a joke, but I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, I wish she was.
How do we find out?
We'll watch more episodes and we'll see if she's
That's
smart
true.
And funny.
That's true.
So then we have, oh my God, I'm obsessed with Kristen, the China researcher.
What?
Oh,
the most racist. They had a gong. They had a gong. And then they kept calling her like, oh, the China girl. Like, I was like, what? And they had Asian music. And then she's obsessed with children learning Mandarin. And then she kept doing double entendres about, look at my box. You want to grab my box?
Yeah.
It was like, she was super.
We'll say,
it was so.
Yeah. He didn't acknowledge it either.
It like, was. What was in her box? What was in the box?
A fortune cookie.
It was a fortune cookie.
Oh,
God.
Right. And what did it say?
What did it say? I don't
no,
even remember.
The music was yeah. like, every time she goes like, gong. It felt like Mr. Like what's his name in
Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah, like Mr. Golightly. I must have like the most offensive.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, Australia's Mickey, still
Mickey
like
Rooney
that.
Playing yeah. an Asian character.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like, how can we make fun of Asia but get away with it? Oh, let's find this girl that likes it. I mean, it was, I'm like, is this okay?
But I also wonder, like, I think so much, I'm like, is this how they're editing her? Like, is that actually that big of a part of her personality?
Yes,
or
I
are they
it
playing
is.
It up? And I agree with you guys.
When,
I do think that she's a little bonkers.
When they edit her talking, it's hard to find someone talking that much unless they're doing it.
Remember when Ben
Z? Have you been to China?
Good point.
Have you been to China? Have you been to China?
But if she was just there for 2 years, I've also been abroad. Look at me brag. And have you ever gotten back from like an extended stay?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I feel like she walked off the plane
from
being there for 2 years. And
You're right. And you want everybody to know about, like, if you had the best time somewhere, like, and you've been deep in and you're there for a couple years and like, it's your only context right now. Like, you want to share it with everybody because you probably don't even know what to talk about because she's not that old.
Right.
So you're like, what? Yeah. It's either that or high school. You know, what are they going to talk about?
I found her very hateable at first, just from the, but I think it's a little bit the way they edited her, but I'm still giving her the benefit of the doubt.
I find her a little annoying. She's annoying, but I'm obsessed with her. She's annoying.
He also knew how to speak Mandarin. I was like, he knew a bunch of nerds. And I was what is going on?
I know. Better than Maddie J, though. And Honey Badger was a weird, dumb, but
he only
fun.
Knew how to play sports.
He did have a fun turn of the phrase. He did have some weird honey badgerism.
They also had that clip where the other girls were like, she needs to stop talking about China.
No, I know. They were like, what the fuck? Like, when they get in and they start to, like, Lord of the Flies it and, like, the Mean Girls click off. I was like, there's no way the girl that's obsessed with China is going to be, like, in, like, the cool bunk room.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, am I missing anything? Have I missed anybody yet?
That's what
I
got.
Okay, so then we have... with the next person, she goes, please open my box. And then somebody did pelvic lifts. I don't know who was doing
Who was the yoga?
Like a quick one.
Oh, Pilates instructor.
Did
who
they
was
say
that?
Her name? I don't know
I
if
I think it was the one with, cause she was wearing gold or.
Okay.
Or like yellow.
Oh, yeah, she was one of the unknowns.
Yeah, some people they didn't
sometimes
name.
Sometimes when they go through them fast, you know.
Yeah.
The next one that really, she came, and basically the girl is like, I'm not here to make friends. We've got two I'm not here to make friends coming up. One of them is Nicole, who comes in on the motorcycle. She's a Goldie girl. So we've learned now, because we're such psychos, and we've watched so many seasons of Australia. Apparently, the Gold Coast, it's like, oh, you're a Goldie boy. You're a Goldie girl. Anna, what do you know about the Gold Coast?
It's like...
The Jersey Shore?
They're type Jersey Shore type. They're like the...
Okay.
Like party. Newcastle type.
Spray tan party.
Yeah, yeah. I backpacked on the Gold Coast. Look at me, Brad.
Yeah, you did.
That's
and was it like that?
I think it's a little like a Jersey Shore, like Atlantic City kind of vibe.
Yes.
Sporty. It's like, like beachy sporty and Sif people are very into their like looks, you know?
Well, she said, obviously, I'm not the ugliest girl you've ever seen on the face of the earth. God, he's so keen. I love that like he wasn't that into her and she's so psycho that she's like, he loves me.
Yeah, her thing is, though, it's like, I don't know what she's doing. I feel like she's floundering a little bit in the, out of the gates because it's like, I'm not trying, and he clearly loves me.
No,
like that
for sure.
Attitude. I'm like, what are you
talking
about?
Well, I think
she's
the type of person, if she's not getting the attention, she folds in on herself.
No,
quickly.
Yes. A lot of the girls, a lot of the bully, the people who come in, they... I think they also know they're going to get airtime, so they come in guns blazing. They're like, "I'm going to be the bitch in the house."
Well, that's what happens when you bring like every one of like the
but there's
the
like
hottest of your group in together. Then all of a sudden they're like, "I'm supposed to be the hottest.
I'm the I'm always the hottest." And then there's like four that are hotter.
Yeah.
And when you start talking about yourself in the third person, she goes, "Nicole is not going home the first night."
Yeah.
and then he goes, "Oh, she's a bit cheeky."
Oh my
god! Watching him drink her in, like, I liked it. I liked it. She was cheeky.
Oh, God.
I liked how Nicole was, like, in the very beginning intro, she's like, yeah, these guys, like, chased me down. They were, like, Snapchatting me.
Yes. That's a pretty good accent.
Yeah.
I didn't write down any time code. Should we just pick a random one at some point in time and just see if we can do it? Who had a crazy accent? Which one had the craziest accent that we want to try to recreate?
I think, well, we're about to get to her coming up next.
Oh, yeah. The bride.
She has
the bride.
Weird,
we'll do the bride. Maybe she's foreign.
Oh, the big lips?
Okay, wait. New lips? So then we have somebody practicing. Oh, somebody's in the car practicing saying hi to him. Ooh. Hi, Matt.
Oh,
hi,
Matt. Vaku.
Yeah.
Vaku. She's in pink tall. Oh, she comes out. She's a model. And she rolled out her own red carpet and she showed him the walk. Her walk was actually pretty good.
And I love that dress, that pink dress she was wearing.
She looks so cute.
She looks so nice. Mm-hmm.
She looks so cute. She grows on me as it goes. She was so nuts getting out of the car and her model thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, her practicing in the car.
That was really annoying.
That was annoying.
I mean, all they mention about her repeatedly is that she's a model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's done the catwalk.
I'm going to just say, like,
she's been in the JCPenney catalog. Like, she could have done anything and be a model. And that's
exactly right. So, like, I was in Penny's. Yeah. And then she goes, show me something. And then she made him do it. She had the catwalk. And then she turned around and she goes, oh, I'm pregnant, after he did it. And he was like,
too much too soon.
Yeah, he
too
was
much.
Like, what? You're chicken. Oh, God.
As smart as Matt is, he is kind of coming off dumb in these opening things.
He's so overwhelmed.
I think he could have just stopped at Eleanor or Chelsea and, like, pulled the plug. Like, yeah. I think the rest of these, like, because they do bring in some wild cards just for good TV. And he's an astrophysicist. He's like, I've been looking for life on other planets. I happen to be big and hot. I love it.
He doesn't talk to women like this very often. Yeah. So his mind is just like.
Can anybody else imagine him, like, having not been attractive when he was younger?
Yes.
I get that sense a little bit. Like, he's like very, like, he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like he probably went through an ugly phase somewhere.
He had to, because he's too hot to be nice. Yeah.
He might have been chubby.
Chubby.
Yes. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that is my type.
Is it?
Sit on my face.
Yeah. Oh, I love the addition of MK.
That's hilarious.
Okay, and then, so then she says, as she's leaving, she says, once you go black, you never go back. Oh. He's like, ah!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I have to say, Australia has been a very whitewashed show. This year, they finally mixed it up a little bit. Like, there's more diversity.
You don't see too many people of color.
It's been very, very, very all white for most of the seasons there,
Wait, I can't even think of another person.
Not even like
maybe
one...
like Alora, who's the most potential, but she's pretty white. She's like Fijian or something.
Is she, though? I felt like she moved to Fiji and just like had a tan.
It's hard to say.
She's a Fiji researcher?
Yeah. She's obsessed.
Have you been to Fiji? You gotta go to Fiji.
She's like, Bula.
She's super into it. Sadly, I'm the only person in this room that knows what you're talking about.
They say Bula.
Anna just did a good joke, but we watch. You'll know when you get to Paradise with us.
Well, the listeners know.
The listeners know.
They're all like, Bula.
Yeah, that's how they say hi in Fiji. On Paradise.
Like a bunch of
you'll know when we get to that season because we're not going to, you guys are going to be so deep in.
Speaking of, did you notice how people are like, yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. So then we have, and then this is a girl. Here comes Duck Lips. I love, love, love. No, I'm sorry. Here comes. The psycho.
Emma.
She goes, I love weddings. I love weddings. And then she went into it. Did you write stuff down? Because I don't think I got it.
I dreamed about my wedding since I was a little girl.
Great.
Could you imagine a worse?
No, that's a worse opener.
Yeah.
Ugh. She was like explaining it. Like, it could be traditional, but then it's just like, and then there's going to be, I mean, ideally it's like 120 or 130 people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
she's not well. She's not well. She could have easily been like, I love you. Yeah.
She's not well.
Well, it seemed like that later in the episode. I don't want to spoil any spoilers.
I mean, let's cut ahead for a second. She's so psycho, and she's clearly such a stalker that when... No, we'll wait for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have... Then we get to the most important person. Ellie shows up. Ellie shows up, and she's... She kind of looks like a curvier Debbie Ryan to me with a peroxide job. And she goes, she's a nurse, and they play the cutest music, and she pulls him aside, and she set up a fire, and she has like two little camping chairs, and she's from the country, and she's the most wonderful, real...
Yeah.
And so did he.
I love her.
I felt like we watched them falling in love on... Like, if he doesn't marry Ellie, I'm only here... I'm only here for Matt and Ellie at the end of the line.
Mm-hmm. I liked her. I'm still on board with Elena. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I like Eleanor too. Yeah. I don't know her as well yet.
Yeah. I don't. She didn't get a lot on this first episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, I want more of her.
I agree with you. I keep looking for Eleanor.
Speaks French. I'm so on board. It is like, I feel like it's going to come down to those two. I don't know if I can make this.
Which one's Eleanor? I can't remember.
I think it's Helena.
It's Eleanor.
I keep saying it the wrong.
Eleanor?
Well, no, but I thought it was Eleanor at first too, okay. And then I did some deeper research, and it's Helena, H-E-L-E-N-A, I believe.
Oh, you did research.
Helena.
Okay, but that's how they do it. They drop an R at the end of A.
It's like Elena.
But
Elena.
don't they put a Chiron up of her name? Does it say? They might have changed it.
I think they may have done it Eleanor at the beginning because I wrote it down, and then I went back later, and it was Helena.
Okay, she was so pretty in that dress.
She was so pretty. Yeah,
she had cute little boobies, so her keyhole wasn't like. So I've been pushed into a keyhole in many a costume, and it's obscene because I have like a unwieldy boob. She has like the proper cute little like B minus, like the little B cups, like that stand up on their own. They're not like mine are taped within an inch, like seven things, like a rig and pulley system. And she's just like a dainty, like just a little peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
So then they go and they're doing peek-a-boop. So then they're roasting marshmallows and they're feeding each other. Ugh. And like he burns it. She can't lie that it's not good. And like
she's
a nurse because she likes to help people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gross.
And she has the nose ring, so she's a little edgy.
I love her. I'm in love with Eleanor.
She can take a shot.
No,
she's
you're
fun.
Love
it.
This is yeah. we're talking
I'm
about
sorry,
Ellie.
Ellie. I'm Ellie. In love with Ellie. Ellie. I love Ellie. Ellie. But I do Ellie. Want more Eleanor. I have my eye on Eleanor too.
But the conversation seems kind of giggly and giddy with Ellie.
He feels like he's
at ease.
I feel like I'm watching his pupils turn to like heart shapes, like Scooby Doo, like the Lady and the Tramp, like eating spaghetti, like
But I was a little bit like, why does homegirl get a campfire right up front?
How does she get that real estate?
It seems like unfair. Yeah.
It definitely feels like the producers pick their faves and they're like, we're going to help you, girl. We know. Because I think they know. But that also means they're going to fuck with her. So, like, I think she'll be an early favorite.
You know
and
how
then
this stuff goes.
They might fuck with her and then maybe she'll become the bachelorette. Like, they might break her heart.
But also, I feel like that's the problem is like when you have someone like that who's like creative, because a lot of other girls are like, hi, you know, like they're just like all
the casting
looks.
For this has to be so strange because the people that like really would want to do it have to be a little bonkers.
Yeah,
right?
They're banana
pants.
Yeah,
it's always people who are super beautiful and then the types like Ellie who are like, I just live in the country, so how do I meet anyone?
Yeah.
And so you're like, go on this show. But I feel like if you just ask, they will let you do it. I just don't think the other ones are like smart enough to be like, I've come up with an idea. Like this.
Oh, wait. Right. You mean if they ask about the fire, the campfire?
Yeah, you just have to be like, I came up with this. Can we do it? And they'll probably be like, sure.
I know. You're right.
But the other one's like, I'm a model.
Yeah.
The batteries in so I can walk.
Where's my carpet?
Yeah. I'm a Pilates teacher.
I'm going to put this. Will you grab my box? I've got an idea.
I just think, I also, though, I'm like, I feel like it was a big risk that she took, right? Like, it was Matt. Matt's kind of a nerd. Matt's probably on board for a little campfire action. Yeah. You don't know what The Bachelor's like, but going into this,
and
it could have like been a weird, like, I'm into sports, you know? Like,
it could have been Maddie J. It could have been Maddie J. Maddie J be like, huh, we're the ones with the tits. And we're gonna give me the motorcycle girl who does every sport ever. Okay, so then we have coming up the greatest character ever. The most fun villain. My name is Rachel. I'm hot. I'm a hot young bride. I'm 23. Hopefully he's got a good job. What the fuck is that? When she found out what he did for a living.
Oh, yeah.
And then she makes her friend walk up and he's like, excuse me, can I borrow you for a minute? And she was like, I'm taken. I was like, oh, well, like, what's Eleanor like? And she said, she's a handful. Eleanor. I love that he hit on her friend in front of Eleanor.
In front of Rachel.
Oh, that's right.
He hit on the friend.
She had already walked off.
Yeah,
she's like,
watching
huh.
it with her lips. Like, she was too
with
much.
Her lips.
Her injection in the bottom lip is so insane. There's
it's
way
too
much in the bottom lip.
It's insane. I can't quite.
It's angling towards. And who's someone? Oh, Seth Vatt said, have you seen baboon lips yet to me? And I was like, immediately, like, I know who you're talking about.
The lips are so. mesmerizing. I can't, like, because she's so pretty otherwise.
She is beautiful.
She's like, from her, like, cheekbones up. Like, yeah. She's a pretty lady. She's got nice skin, beautiful. Like, yeah. Like, and then she's added on, like, two, like, sardines, like two pieces of fish across.
You know what, guys? Maybe those are her real lips.
Yeah, are they natural?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. How dare
her parents might have luscious lips.
In her defense, there were a couple of the other ones that I was like, your lips are too thin.
Yes.
Such a monster.
Yes.
Emma, maybe?
Yes, Emma has some very thin lips.
Emma does have some
and
thin
a
lips.
Very dominant, like, yeah. Scowl.
Yes.
Nicole also had it. Nicole's the one that came. She also had a very small mouth sort of situation.
Yes,
Nicole,
yes.
Small mouth Nicole.
I did know.
Thin lips.
So then like, everybody's in the house, and they go, here comes Osher. He's like, well, this is a special thing. This is, they don't do this in the States. The ones in the different countries make up all sorts of crazy new rules, which I like. Yeah. I like this weird. So this has never been done before. The golden ticket. Whoever gets the golden ticket gets to accompany Matt on a date. Yeah. To a trip to Melbourne, his hometown.
All right, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. And then he immediately, and I'm pretty sure the producer set him up for this to stoke the fire. They're all like, oh, golden ticket. Here he comes. And she's like, crazy thin lip Emma, can I talk to you for a second?
They made him. Such a long face. Yeah. Have y'all noticed this about
it? Yeah. She's got.
Emma?
No. Yeah, Emma.
Yeah.
So he asks her, and, like, you know, they set this up to, like, to fuel the stalker fire, like, to, for her to be so deluded that it's just like, I am Kate Middleton. It's going to be me in the end.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good. Because you know
they're doing that on purpose.
That's evil.
Wasn't interested in her. No, way after her psycho wedding talk.
No, they were like, you should go, like, reward that.
She did have. I guess playing the devil's advocate, she did have a couple moments where I was like, oh, she seems pretty. And I did love that blue dress she was wearing. She had on a really beautiful navy blue dress. And I was like, she kind of was, there were a couple of moments where I was like, she's kind of stunning.
No, she did.
And she has, like, long hair.
When her hair is tousled, she looks prettier.
Yeah.
No, there was moments when they were chatting, I think, because she had the confidence of being the winner in that moment, that she actually seemed more relaxed and, like, she owned, like, I'm number one on the call sheet. I'm the leading lady. And, like, she kind of, like, stepped into the role and was like, whatever you need, Matt. But then, like, watching her, they puffed her up so she will have a full, because you know they're going to fuel the fire privately. Mm-hmm. Like, no, he really likes you. He just, like, the producer's like, he has to go talk to, like, look, that's what the show is. So, like, he'll get to you. So we'll watch her lose her fucking mind.
Should we worry about Emma?
Yeah.
I think I'm worried about her.
I mean, I think she's for sure the.
We learned pretty quickly we villain. Should be worried about her.
Yeah. Yeah, she let us know right on the show. There was a lot of red flags.
I mean, the cutaways to her and the, like, music. It's like.
The music.
The music on this show is unlike anything I've. Like, I start to get obsessed. Tense. I'm like, what is
I'm
happening?
Obsessed. There's, like, gong, gong, gong. And then they'll go from, like, they'll have, like, an acoustic guitar thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, dun, 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 pew, pew. It's the craziest. I'm so glad you noticed the music.
Oh, the music, like, just driving. I love it so much.
They don't do that in the American version.
No.
This one, they're, like, really leaning in. They're like, it's dramatic.
Yeah. And then, so then after she comes back, she goes, what will our initials be when we get married? Like, she's everything.
Your same initials?
It worked. Yeah.
You don't take his name.
It doesn't work like that.
So then we meet Sagan. She is Persian, and she's beautiful, and we've just met her. And then we see all the ladies trying to pronounce astrophysicist.
Oh, that's sick.
It was amazing.
Astrophysicist.
Matt's putting the ass in astrophysicist, y'all. I am on board with this bachelor. I can't stress it enough.
That should be the title. The astrophysicist.
Is this our first Persian contestant that we're aware of, Anna?
In Australia, yes.
Okay.
In America, we had Jojo, who was half Persian. Remember the mom who's like, she's a princess.
Yeah, she has a princess. You need to treat her like a queen.
Chugging champagne.
You need to treat her like a queen.
But first Persian, I think, that's full Persian and actually speaks Farsi.
Anna is Persian for our listeners at home. How are you rooting for? Are you rooting for Sagand?
I started rooting for her, but the things that transpire later on made me fucking crazy.
You're ahead of us. You're ahead of us. So you know some more things about Sagand.
I mean, just very little compared to. I don't know. She's just. I don't. It's so tough because when you see this person, you're like, finally, great
she's
Persian
beautiful.
Girl. And then you remember what Persian girls are like.
What was her? She was an engineer too, though. So I'm wondering if, like, I feel like they're gonna have a little connection over the like mathy, sciencey stuff. My other notes here. She says she's there for the right reasons. Mm. And I'm like, what are her right reasons?
The reasons are her parents are like, you need to get married.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
All the girls keep cutting each other. And
each other's grass.
Yeah, they're cutting each other's grass. That's what they say in Australia. When you get cut, they go, oh, she cut my grass. Meaning like, yeah, if you cock block, you cut the grass. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
We've learned that because we've learned that like, we're so deep down
Y'all
this rabbit
deep.
Hole. We are.
Y'all are deep.
So then we have Nicole grabs his hand. She cuts right in. And then she's like, I've got my bike. Would you like to live on the Goldie Coast? Like, she's super pushy.
Yeah, I'm not on board with Nicole.
No.
Then we have more racist music with China Crazy Kristen. She's like, you have to go to China. And then I love somebody's line, which just feels like we were paid by China to promote the country.
It does feel like that.
Who said that? That was funny.
Who said that? Chillest sort of product placement for a country.
It's amazing.
What if China did hire someone who went to China?
I wish China did find her, train her for years in Mandarin.
She's a plant.
And then planted her. Like, this is like, this has been years.
Like Olympic style.
Yeah,
just
like some propaganda. Like, it's like, we are going to train her for years. It's our perfect plant. And she's going to go in. I loved Genius. Ellie is so like, he keeps coming to pull Ellie aside. Yeah. He pulled Ellie aside. And I loved her phrase, I'll give anything a red hot crack at least once.
Oh, it's so adorable, a red hot crack. Yeah, he liked that.
I liked it too.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's so cute.
Wow, my accent went.
I feel like we would be friends with her. I feel like we'd be friends with her.
Yeah, I'd be
was
friends
it,
with Ellie.
Was it her that they also they did a cutaway to Emma while he was with her, while he was with Ellie?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, she looks like Maleficent now.
Yes.
Just like,
yeah, she was crazy. Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. And we're nearing the end of the episode, but the Ellie as the nurse, she got the golden ticket to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so early on, so I don't know who got cut, quite honestly, but I'm all in on this season.
They don't even acknowledge them. They're like, get on.
Yeah.
You did
but
not
also,
receive
that
a rose.
Moment when he was walking over and every single one of them is like, he's coming for me.
Yeah. Yes. And Emma certainly like, thought it.
Oh, yeah.
No, when he, I felt not surprised that Ellie got it. How did you guys feel?
I mean, I was so annoyed that my girl, Ailyn App, she got like 4 seconds before somebody.
I felt the same way.
She got interrupted
by that girl that was like, Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's
what
right.
That was real spazzy.
Because
she's my number one.
Me too.
This episode.
Yes. Wasn't that crazy blue eye did the cut?
No.
No, it was a different woman. Okay, so question.
You mean Abby?
Abby.
Aquamarine eyes.
No, yeah, she made it.
Who do you think are going to be the final three and who's going to be the number one crazy? Final three right now. Go.
Ailyn App?
Yes.
I've compromised it because I'm still...
Ailyn App?
Ailyn App. I think Ailyn App. I think Ellie.
Ailyn App. Ailyn App. And?
You know, I think... And I don't know that we've talked about her a lot yet.
But?
Chelsea.
Okay, yes, he did.
With the molecule.
I think those are three. I can get
on
board with
this. And she's a smarty patardy.
And who's going to be the main villain? Who's going to be the main villain?
I think it's Nicole or Rachel.
Emma.
I keep forgetting. Or
Big Lips.
I think Rachel, because she's like, I'm not afraid to say it. I don't fucking like her. You know, like, who I'm going to stick with. I agree with you on your three. I'm on board with your three. Do you have a different three, Lisa?
I'm going to say Ellie, Abby.
Okay,
Abby's
great.
Good.
Or Sagand.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Sagand.
She's
good.
Sagand.
She's good, too.
Okay.
I could see those being
Tana, who are your three?
I'm looking more towards what MK's saying. Ellie, Elena, whatever her name is, and Chelsea. I keep forgetting about Chelsea because she's not getting a lot of attention.
She's not getting a lot of play.
But that's a good thing because then she might just be normal.
I want to just say...
I think she's pretty normal.
Yeah. Like, the world is so crazy right now that this is just, like, the piece of, like, TV Prozac that I need. Like, I feel, like, so happy. It feels like a piece of cotton candy. I'm all in. I want to binge watch all of it, but I can't because I got to keep it... Like, I would have watched, if you were like, let's do all of them in one day, I would have stayed up all weekend and watched it. I want to thank you.
Because I needed this Lisa, so bad.
It's fun, right?
Yes,
Lisa's
I needed
at home
it.
Watching it
we
in her
are so
laptop.
Happy.
I was on the I was,
bubble machine.
No,
I can't get rid of that image in my head.
I want to tell you also, these two comedians are so funny. You should follow them both on Instagram. Or where's your preferred? Do you like Twitter or Instagram? I'm an Instagram.
I'm an Insta boy.
Me too. Insta. So where can people find you on Instagram? They're part of our family now. They're going to be doing the main pod. They're going to start watching the Peter Pilot when he comes back. So like these are two comedians to watch. Where can people find you on Instagram?
For me, they can find me at MK Paulson. That's PAULSEN.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, one more time.
Mine is Lisa Delarios, LISADELARIOS.
Will you guys join me next week and we can do episode 2?
Oh, hell yeah.
We can't wait.
Oh, my God. We thank you, Patreon listeners. We love all of you. Tell your friends if you want a song, we can create a song for you. And it's been a joy. Hey, Anna, anything you want to say?
You know, just I hope you guys enjoy this wild ride.
Watch Insatiable. Okay, bye.
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 Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.